So don't try to be anything else, and don't try to be some other place. That is the disease called man. Always to become somebody, to be some place. Always reject that which is, and always hanker for that which is not. This is the disease called man. Be alert. Do you see it? It is a simple fact to be seen. I'm not theorizing about it. I'm not a theoretician. I'm simply indicating a bare naked fact. That if you can live in this moment, wherever you are, and forget about the future goals, the idea of becoming something else, immediately around you is transformed. You have become a transforming force. Acceptance, deep, total acceptance, is what religion is all about. A wants to become B. B wants to become C. Then the fever of becoming is created. You are perfect. Nothing else is needed. Look right now, this very moment within yourself. Have a direct insight. What is needed? Everything is simply perfect and beautiful. Not even a cloud. I cannot see. Just look within you. Not even a cloud in your inner space. Everything full of light. But the mind will say, sooner or later, to be something else, to be somewhere else, to become. The mind doesn't allow you to be. The mind is becoming, and your soul is being. That's why Buddhas go on saying, unless you drop all desiring, you will not attain. Desiring means becoming. Desiring means to be something else. Desiring means not to accept the case you are. Not to be in a total yes mood, whatsoever the situation is. To say yes to life is to be religious. To say no to life is to be irreligious. And whenever you desire something, you are saying no. You are saying that something better is possible. The trees are happy, and the birds are happy, and the clouds are happy because they have no becoming. They are simply whatsoever they are. The rose bush is not trying to become a lotus. No. The rose bush is absolutely happy to be a rose bush. You cannot persuade the rose bush. Howsoever you advertise about the lotus, you will not be able to corrupt the mind of the rose bush to become a lotus. The rose bush will simply laugh. Because the rose bush is the rose bush is the rose bush. It is simply settled and centered in its being. That's why the whole nature is without any fever, calm and quiet and tranquil and settled. Only human mind is in a chaos. Because everybody is hankering to be somebody else. you have been doing for 1001 lives. And if you don't awaken now, when you are thinking to awake, you are already ripe to awake. You just live and enjoy and delight and drop desiring. Whatsoever you are, enjoy it. Delight in your being. And then suddenly time disappears, because time exists only with desiring. Future exists because you desire. Then you listen to them. Then you will be like trees. Look, the freshness, the greenery, the flowers. Please be where you are. I am not to create a new desire in you. I am simply here to make you aware of the whole absurdity of desiring.